Reading of God's word is what we have memorized a moment ago. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. How did you like it? It is a simple verse. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You say, what's so special about giving thanks? We say thank you all the time, don't we? Yes, we are thinking and talking about saying thanks. Thanksgiving is a natural thing, you say. We agree, yes. All of us know how to say thank you, and there are two ways of saying thanks. One is the common way, the social way. Everybody knows that. You may call it the old way, but this morning we are going to think of a new way, an uncommon way of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving under every circumstance, even when there is no reason for you to give thanks. In Christ Jesus, there is very good reason why we still give thanks. And there is a reason for that. It is given to us all in the Bible. Examine verse 18 again. Look at that. In everything. It's not in some things. Not when you are pleased. Not when you feel that person deserves thanks. Or what has happened to me? A death has happened, and how can I give thanks? It doesn't sound right, isn't it? But it says in this verse, this is the will of God. Yeah, we are here because we believe in God, and we follow Him. We obey Him, and it says here, give thanks, because this is the will of God. It is qualified, dear friends. For you and me, in Christ Jesus, we are here because of what? Not to make numbers, not to pay your dues, show your face. There are some churches which keep an account of your attendance. If you're absent, they wonder why, and they go after you for reasons other than the proper reason. No, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, it is qualified, dear friends. In Christ Jesus. If you are in Jesus Christ our Lord, a believer, truly, examine yourself. Don't come to church just because parents come, just because it is customary to come. Come here because you know you are a child of God, and because this is blessed, and because you come here to thank God, to express how grateful you are for being a Christian, for you did not become a Christian because you desired to be, or because it was your ambition? No. That God reached out to you, and then now you've become a Christian in Christ Jesus, then it applies to you. So, I repeat this verse for you. Verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. Why do you come to church? Why do you sit here for an hour, 2 hours? Listen to the gospel preaching? What for? Can't you spend it some other way? Some other place doing something else? No. We come here because we are thankful. We are a thankful people. We come here because we have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light of salvation. To know Jesus as Savior and God as Father, and to know that we have a home to go to please be reminded. Even in the news I announced to you, Brother Edward Teo has gone to be with the Lord. He said, okay, he's old, isn't he? You think you are young and you cannot go? You cannot die? Please let us remember, death is no respecter of persons. And the death and departure of our brother must ring a bell in us, all of us. Yes, when is my turn? When I go, will I be thankful and willing to go? Now, we back to our theme for this morning. In everything, give thanks. There is a good reason for this teaching this morning. You come here and you wait for the Word of God, and the Word of God this morning to you and me is verse 18. In everything. Now, every means every, you know. There is no exceptions. So that in this verse it says, whether it is good or bad, whatever happens, give thanks. For this is the will of God. Do you respect the will of God? Do you accept the will of God? Of course. Because God is my Heavenly Father, my salvation, and He directs all my thinking, all my expectation, and my lifestyle, how I live, what I believe in. And it says here, this is the will of God. What? In everything give thanks. How can it be? Isn't that what's going on in your mind now? What are you going to tell us this morning? That in everything give thanks. Now it is reasonable, please. Yes, we are not telling you something which is concocted. And for this, God's Word has ample explanation, reason why we do so, why we give thanks, even in death, even in accidents, even in unfavorable circumstances and happenings. You believe? You think so? Turn to the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 gives us ample reason for whoever you are, as long as you're a believer, and you come here and sit down and endure the time of the sermon. What is the preacher going to tell me today? Here it is. The Word of God is given to us so plainly. Chapter 2 of Ephesians, what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesian church, the Ephesian Christians, applies to us today, because we also are Christians and we are believers. Now to us he says, you, he has given new life, quicken. This is the meaning of the word quicken. An old English word, but full of meaning. You have He given new life, spiritual life, who were once dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past, this is verse 2 now, Ephesians 2:2, in time past you walked according to the course of the world, doing the things of the world, according to what the prince of the world, who is the prince of the power of the air, who is he? Who is he? Do you see him? Of course not. He is Satan, the devil. And he is very much alive and very active. And before you came into the company of the believers, before you came to trust in the Savior, you said, never mind, lad. It's good to be sociable, to do things. See others do, I do. I follow the crowd. This is what it says here. In time past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to fashion. Yes. The way the things the people do, I do. Why? I'm part of the world. Now, dear friends, believers are no longer part of the world. We are in the world, but not of the world, please understand. And that must cause you to think, cause you to consider how you live. And it says here, in everything, refer to the giver of every good gift. And thank God. This is the message this morning. Now, verse 1 and 2 again, it says here, whereas once you were dead in sins, now you are called to a new life, given new life, quickened. Whereas in time past, verse 2, you did everything as the other people did, and you felt quite comfortable until the light of God shone in. Then you understood, no, it is not. Yes, I am now a child of God. I believe, and I don't do those things anymore. Verse 3, at that time, among whom also we all had our conversation. What is conversation? It is an old English word, not just to the referring to the things you say, but to the way you live, your lifestyle, your conduct, your conversation. In time past, in the lust of your flesh, as you felt you do, anything you like you do. These are the desires of the flesh being fulfilled. And you are by nature children of wrath, you say. It's all right because everybody else is doing it. Why don't I do it? Dear friends, just because everybody does it does not make you safe, you know. Yes, because as is appointed to men once to die. I don't say, you know, in Chinese saying or in any saying, they think death ends all. Death does not end all. We must always remember death is not far away and death does not end because the Word of God says you are created. After death, the Creator is going to judge you. Please understand. After death, there is judgment. So, why join the crowd and become children of wrath? But verse 4 gives us the reason why we are different. But God, in rich in mercy, for His great love, why did God send Jesus for us? Do you know why? Because you are saved, because you are good, because you are worthy to be saved? No. None of us is worthy. But God in His great love, for God so loved the world. This is the verse we all ought to know and all ought to apply and believe with all your heart. I was not worthy. I did not deserve it. But God sent His Son to be my Savior. That is love. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins. Now, there is a constant harking back to the past. Never forget, because you are a child of God now, what you once were. You must never forget. Yes. Remember what the Lord has done for you. He has quickened you. Verse 5. Quicken us with Christ. By grace are you saved. And raise us up. Now we go on to verse 8. That very precious verse. All of you should know. I should know. By grace are you saved through faith. And therefore, being a saved person, I don't do the things I did before. I become a new person, and I know how to appreciate God's gift, so that this verse begins to be meaningful to me. Yes. I don't say thank you just because it is customary, just because it is the done thing, but we have to consider. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what? We become a thankful people. Verse 8, by grace. What is grace? We all know that. Yes, but too often we forget that we are saved by grace. Undeserved favor of God. God loved us even when we were not loving, not worthy of being loved. And God came to us. It is the gift of God. And whenever you receive a gift, this verse applies. In everything give thanks. Not just once, but every time you pray. Every day you live. Every thought of Jesus Christ came for me. You say what? Thank you, Lord. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You cannot earn your salvation. Verse 9, not of works. Therefore, keep on thanking God, because you have received this wonderful gift. For we are His workmanship. Verse 10, we are His workmanship in Christ Jesus unto good works. And that good work includes what? Gratitude. Every day give thanks. Every day remember, I was not what I am today, but I am what I am because God had mercy on me. And therefore, in everything, give thanks. Even when it is not favorable to me, but because it is God's will, give thanks. Verse 11, wherefore remember, in time past, we were not believers, Gentiles, meaning those who were outside the kingdom of God. Yes, this is describes all of us before we were saved. Verse 12, at that time, we were without Christ. Yes, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. This is our former state. Now we are different. Verse 13. Now the verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, applies to all of us. Now we say, yes, Lord, I will give thanks because now I'm in Christ Jesus, verse 13. We were sometimes far off, are now made nigh by the blood of Christ. Please remember, we are bought at the price of blood of Jesus Christ. This is foreign to the unbelievers here. They cannot believe it. Why should Jesus bleed for me? The price of our sin cost the Son of God to bleed. All this is basic theology, but we are going through it once again. Verse 14, He is our peace. Verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity that separates us, whereas once upon a time, we were enemies of God. You and I, all of us, were enemies. But now we are made nigh to God, one in Christ. Now go jump to verse 19. We are still on Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Therefore, we are no more strangers, no more foreigners, but we have become fellow citizens with the other believers. We are together with the believers of all time, all countries, all colors, all races,
and fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God. That makes a difference. Why we say, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you and for me. For further illumination, let's turn to the second book of Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Paul, who wrote the epistle to the Thessalonians, also wrote to the Corinthians, the Christians in the Corinthian church. And verse 17 explains why we give thanks for everything under any circumstance to God. Verse 17. Now, if you are not convinced, this must convince you. Verse 17 says, therefore, you see, Paul the Apostle is very reasonable. He reasons with all of us. In case you are thinking of something else, I'm helping you to think right. Therefore, you think, how can it be that I give thanks under every circumstance, always, every time? Yeah, here he gives a reason. If any man be in Christ, you are a new creature. Whereas before you were in Christ, you were outside Christ, then you behave and order your life like the world. To give thanks for unfavorable things, how can it be? Now it comes, explains. Because you are in Christ. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things are of God, verse 18, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. Ah, dear friends, not only are we saved, we are saved to serve. We are saved to go and tell others and to be a witness. Speak just a word for Jesus was what we sang the last song, last hymn. Did it strike you? Did you speak to someone this last week? Or are you oblivious of all these things? No, dear friends. Verse 18, all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself. Now if you are reconciled, the word of God says, in everything give thanks. Even in unfavorable circumstances, even when things that you don't like happen to you, you don't say bad luck, too bad. And hope for the best, hope for better things next time. No, give thanks to God that he has saved you and made you a witness. And hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now we are witnesses. Speak just a word for Jesus. Verse 19. To wit, please understand that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and hath committed to you and to me. Here is the crux of the argument why we must be witnesses. And again, dear friends, I ask you, were you a witness for Jesus Christ? How were you a witness? How? Did you live for him? Did you speak for him? Did you show forth how you are a child of God? Verse 19. Know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed to you and to me the word of reconciliation. So when you're called to go, I'm always impressed with families who take off in their vacation on their own steam to go to a mission field and spend 5 days or a week witnessing among the children of Kalimantan or in Cebu. I'm very impressed. Or a honeymooning couple, instead of going to Disneyland, they go to China and they work among the people, you know, to repay the gospel debt. For this is a way of saying thanks to God. Now then, verse 20. Prepare for a shock coming to you here. Now then, we are ambassadors. It's a what? I thought only people, great people, become ambassadors. Dear friends, you and I are called by God to be representatives of the King of Heaven. Do you know this? I can't believe it. But if this is true, who says so? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. Please see there. Now then, we are ambassadors. What is an ambassador, do you know? Do you know an ambassador? Do you know what it is to be an ambassador? An ambassador is the highest, the most senior representative of a country or king. Do you know this? You are representative of Jesus Christ, the King of Heaven. And how then must you behave yourself? In everything, give thanks. So it says, verse 20, now are we ambassadors for Christ. Ah. Today, hearing this and reading it, I ask you, do you believe it? Do you accept it that I am now a representative of God to other people who do not know God? And then repay my gospel debt in everything by thanksgiving. To tell someone about Jesus Christ is your way of repaying the gospel debt. Do you know that? Do you know this? You say, no, it doesn't apply to me. But the Word of God says, now are we. The word we means all who believe and all who have trusted and all who have received the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You are an ambassador for Christ. From now on, behave as an ambassador for Christ. An ambassador, you need not have the title of ambassador, but every Singapore citizen who goes overseas and commits something bad, you bring a blot on the name of Singapore. Do you know that? See, I never knew. How about this? Newspaper says so-and-so came and did a good job, was kind to somebody who was fallen on the street, and we found out he's a foreigner from Singapore. They say, Singaporeans are not bad people. And they will listen to you. They take note of you. Now, verse 20, here it is. It applies to you. We are ambassadors for Christ. Whether you do something or you don't do something, you reflect on your heavenly kingdom, on your heavenly Father. Do you know that? This is the meaning of this verse. In everything, give thanks. In everything, magnify the Savior. So I read this verse again for you, because it struck me very hard as I prepared this message. Now then, we are ambassadors. Chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians, verse 20. We are ambassadors. I am an ambassador. You are an ambassador. As though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ that be reconciled. But you must say it
nicely, diplomatically. You know, ambassador is a very cultured person. He must know how to say things, even though unpalatable, to say it nicely. So these are what we must do, in order that someone who has never heard of the gospel, who has never heard of Jesus Christ, because of you, because you are an ambassador, then that is how you will repay your gospel debt. Verse 20 again, so that you will not forget this when you go home. Now then, you are an ambassador for Christ. As God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ that be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. And for this, you are saved. What did you do to be saved? Did you buy your salvation? What did you pay for it? All I did was to say yes, receive Jesus. Oh, this kind of gospel is too good to be true. And all that God requires of you is go and be my representative. In everything, give thanks. In everything, magnify my name. Are we doing this? Oh, dear friends, we want to examine ourselves as we close with prayer. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, teach us the lesson of thanksgiving, that we receiving salvation free by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. O Lord, teach us that we are ambassadors for Thee, representatives of the Most High God, that in everything we give thanks, be grateful to know God as our Heavenly Father, and we are but representatives of the Heavenly Kingdom to go and tell the good news that there is salvation free for the asking, for the receiving, for the believing. O Lord, our God, hear my prayer. Bless your people and send us forth to be good servants of God, always thankful for what thou hast done for us, and in the thankfulness to go forth and tell others about Jesus. O Lord, this is our prayer. In his blessed name we pray. Amen.